Report, Russell Wilson's foundation gives less than half its money to charity. By Dylan Gwynn on February 9, 2023. A shocking new report claims that the charity run by NFL star Russell Wilson doesn't even donate half the money it raises to charity. The troubling information comes from a lengthy investigation conducted by USA Today, which delved into the nonprofits of past Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winners. The award, given annually to the player who demonstrates excellence on and off the field, with a focus on philanthropy and community service, was given to Wilson in 2020. The investigation claims that Wilson's charity, the Why Not You Foundation, spent only 24.3 cents of every dollar on charity in 2020 and 2021. Where did the rest of the money go? According to tax records detailed in the report, the foundation spent twice as much money on employee salaries and benefits. Form 990 federal tax returns from the nonprofit's inception through 2021 show it reported $7.5 million in revenue and $7 million in expenses during its first 8 years of existence, the report states. Less than half of the money, $2.8 million, or 39.6 cents of every dollar spent, has gone to charitable activities, all as grants to other nonprofits. The remaining $4.2 million has paid for fundraising, administrative and management expenses, including the salaries of three employees, who have received $1.9 million combined. Jake Shapiro of Denver Sports writes, in 2020, the year in which Wilson was given the Man of the Year award, his foundation reported $838,000 in revenue and $1.2 million in expenses, including $257,000 on charitable activities and $548,000 on salaries and employee benefits. Meaning about twice as much money went to executives in the foundation compared to charity and only 21 cents of every dollar earned went to charity. Wilson spent the first 9 years of his career in Seattle, leading the Seahawks to two Super Bowl appearances and one championship. In 2022, his first year in Denver, his performance dropped off considerably, resulting in a disappointing season that led to head coach Nathaniel Hackett being fired after one season.